With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The National Transportation Safety Board is holding a live media briefing on the UPS cargo aircraft accident that occurred shortly after takeoff on the 4th. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
As of this time, we can confirm that there have been 9 fatalities, but I'm now fairly confident that that number will grow by at least 1. We hope it doesn't grow by too many more.
And that press conference just minutes ago, that briefing included updates on preliminary findings, investigation status, and recovery efforts at the crash site. The Supreme Court's conservative justices asked some tough questions about President Trump's unilateral tariff authority. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a huge legal test of Donald Trump's sweeping tariff powers, the High Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law. Challengers argued he's using it illegally, while the administration said the law allows the president to use it to impose tariffs. Chief Justice John Roberts, along with Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch, expressed skepticism about bypassing Congress to levy tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president in Miami today headlining the America Business Forum at the Kaseya Center. His remarks expected to focus on economic growth, investment strategies, and his administration's business legacy. Speaking to the Republican senators at a breakfast meeting, the president said the government shutdown hurt the GOP in yesterday's election.
You read the pollsters. The shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans. And that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor. But I don't know about that. But I was honored that they said that.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 352 points. The Nasdaq up by 229. This is SRN News. In part two of our series on the Rustic Way Ranch, Equine Therapy Center, located north of Dallas, the co-founder of the Christ-Centered Ranch explains more about their organization's mission. Court Carricker says in 2025, more and more young people are being overwhelmed by the pressures in our nation's society over which they have no control.
All instability comes insecurity, anxiety, depression about hopelessness about the future. And with the social media aspect of this generation, you're constantly being bombarded with all the terrible things going on in the world. You know, while they may not come out and directly voice their concern about the government shutdown or current, you know, relevant events, I think they read it on their parents as well. And so therefore, it's a natural kind of pass down to the kids.
Carricker says working with horses helps teens channel their energies in a more positive direction. More information on the nonprofit ranch's work helping teenagers is available at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered the prosecution of James Comey's case to produce more in the way of documentation. Here's what happened today in Alexandria, Virginia.
Former FBI Director James Comey made his second court appearance in a Justice Department case accusing him of lying to Congress 5 years ago. Comey sat at the defense table with his lawyers but did not address the judge. One of the things that was really notable during the hearing was that the federal magistrate who's been involved in the case scolded prosecutors and ordered them to turn over a trove of materials to Comey and his defense team. He said he was concerned that the Justice Department had taken a posture of indicting first and investigate later.
President Trump's administration has delayed refilling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve despite earlier commitments, citing budget constraints, currently at two-thirds capacity with slow replenishment underway. The goal is to refill it. More on these stories at srnnews.com.